This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well with you. Funeral plans are underway for former South African President Nelson Mandela. 91 current heads of state will be in attendance at Tuesday memorial service. And Tom, so many people continue to reflect on Nelson Mandela. And you have what, you know, you have all of these folks, prominent individuals and politicians and others. And I know, Tom, you love black history facts, especially little known black history facts. And a lot of folks may not understand that it would not be a divestment project. You would not have had that that major campaign in the United States if it wasn't for a small group of black employees who worked at Polaroid. Yes, the film company. My guest this morning is Caroline Hunter. She was a chemist for Polaroid, and in 1970 stumbled upon the evidence that her company and others were indirectly supporting apartheid. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Roland.
So, Caroline, you and Ken Williams and others, you guys formed this Polaroid Workers Revolutionary Movement to get the company. The company was doing what, those passbooks, which were pretty much where people in South Africa would demand blacks to show their papers?
Yes, the passbooks were considered handcuffs by black South Africans. And we were walking through the company one day and saw a mock-up made for South Africa and started questioning Polaroid and found out it was a secret held among the financial department, so that people that worked for Polaroid for many years didn't know the involvement of the company in South Africa.
Oh, wow. This is a little-known black history fact.
And so all of a sudden, you guys start pushing Polaroid, and the company starts saying pretty much, hey, be quiet. We don't want you guys, causing a stink.
Absolutely. We got in touch with Chris and Teta, a black South African, to verify the facts. And we presented Polaroid with three demands: that they denounce apartheid in the U.S. and in South Africa simultaneously, that they get out of South Africa, and that they turn over their profits to liberation movements in South Africa.
Wow.
And what happened?
Well, we got fired. I got fired for misconduct detrimental to the best interest of a corporation, calling a boycott. We then launched an international boycott. We engaged students and union workers, black longshoremen, and lots of people across the country to support this divestment movement.
And did they continue to make the passbooks?
Oh, yes. Polaroid made the passbooks for, it took 7 years to get Polaroid out of South Africa. And then we found, even after they got out, they had a subterfuge method where they were still delivering the passbooks and delivering the photographs because it was essential to maintaining that kind of police state control over the black masses.
Now, but Carol, this is important. At this point, you guys really launched the divestment movement.
We absolutely did. We reached out to students and churches to say, we have to stop South Africa. South Africa was a bully, and we wanted to give the black South Africans a fair advantage. So we started asking people first to get rid of their Polaroid cameras. We had early support from Dick Gregory, who said he would put his Polaroid camera under the bed until he got out of South Africa. And then we started asking churches to divest. And the way they did it was to take their pension funds out of corporations doing business in South Africa. Boston City Council and Cambridge City Council were the first civic organizations to make the move that subsequently led to Ron Dellums' bill.
What gave you the courage to do something like that?
I blame my mama and the ancestors.
Really?
My mother said, two rights don't make a wrong. And I remember Dr. King saying, we aren't free until everybody's free. But beyond that, I don't know where the courage came from. I was 24 years old. I'm a first-generation college graduate, and that degree meant a lot to me. And I went to Boston really to explore my career and to grow. But Ken and I realized that we were on something because Polaroid had this undercover role as a liberal corporation, but also as the producers of handcuffs that were used around the world.
Now, Tom, let me go back, Carolyn. You mentioned before Ron Dellums wrote the bill. He was on News One Now on Friday. Tom, Dellums and Conyers said they were asked, hey, we need y'all to go to this meeting with these black Polaroid workers. So the Black Caucus wasn't even on this thing. You guys brought them into this.
Absolutely. And we subsequently testified before the Foreign Relations Committee under Congressman Diggs. We went to the United Nations Special Committee on Apartheid. It was the first time black workers or any black people had been before this committee. And we were embraced with open arms by the African delegation.
You sent me a photo you took with Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela. When did that take place, and what was that like for you to meet them as being one of the folks who really launched this international divestment movement?
It was absolutely phenomenal. It happened on the day when Mandela came to Boston in June 23rd, 1990. And this was at the celebration at the end of the day. So Mandela had participated in the Esplanade crowd. He had gone to Madison Park and talked about education and dropouts in the U.S. and dropouts in South Africa. He had had a private dinner. We were at the dinner that Kennedy hosted, Senator Kennedy hosted at the Kennedy Library. And then later on that evening, we met him at the Copley Hotel. And my late husband was a photographer. He's fumbling to take the picture. I get in between Winnie and Nelson Mandela, and I'm introduced by Linda Way Mabuza from ANC. And she said, "You remember them?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And Winnie looked at me and said, "You got me fired." I said, "No, girlfriend, you got me fired." And that's why we had that big smile.
And where are you working now?
I am retired, but I eventually finished a career as an educator, high school educator for 34 years in Cambridge, Mass.
And you're an alum of an HBCU.
Yes, ma'am. I went to Xavier University. I'm in town for my 45th reunion from Xavier
in New
University.
Orleans. Tom, this is no lie. I'm in New York last year, and I'm watching this documentary at 2 o'clock in the morning in New York, and I see this story about Polaroid workers. I see Caroline, and Tom, I literally go, "That's the woman I stayed at her house on Martha's Vineyard."
Absolutely.
That's what Carolyn did?
Oh my
God.
Yes.
Didn't know the history.
The passbooks, if you don't know, during apartheid in South Africa, blacks in South Africa had to have a passbook or they were arrested. And they had to show it on demand to police. And
absolutely. You had to have it on your person.
You had
so
to have
if
it was on
at the
person.
Door, you could be arrested.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then a Polaroid picture, a passbook, and then there was a movement to burn the passbooks, and a lot of people got killed in the demonstrations and everything.
How much would you suppose Polaroid made over the years doing that?
Many billions of dollars. Actually, their profits were based on producing the passbook for South Africa. Mm-hmm. We found out that Polaroid had been in South Africa since 1937.
Just think about how many black South Africans there are, and each have to have a passbook.
Absolutely. It's a business that kept on growing.
You guys recall the Polaroid Workers Revolutionary Movement. And, folks, if they did not do what they did, that this is what launched the international divestment movement.
And how is Polaroid doing now?
Well, actually, Polaroid is just the shell of a company right now.
Yeah.
But
Caroline
you are
Hunter.
A tremendous, tremendous leader. Thank you so much for
Thank
what
you, Roland.
You did.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Caroline.
What a story.
It's great.
I figured y'all like that one.
Wow.
And you stayed
Little
at the woman's
black history
house.
Fact
you
presented
know,
by McDonald's.
I stayed at the woman's house.
So busy talking and didn't learn nothing. So look at it.
We were eating gumbo.